Once regarded as Australia's steel capital, the New South Wales city of Newcastle has undergone a significant transformation in the 16 years since its steelworks closed. Today, former employees are gathering to mark the day the steelworks opened 100 years ago. In Newcastle, Robert Virtue reports.
This is the Newcastle Steelworks. We make steel here.
Amid much pomp and ceremony 100 years ago, the Broken Hill Proprietary Company, or BHP, officially opened its new foray into heavy industry in Australia. For 84 years, plumes of smoke and steam billowed from the steelworks into Newcastle's sky. The plant's orange lights glowed around the clock like a city in its own right. At its peak, the steelworks employed about 12,000 people and produced millions of tonnes of steel each year for use around Australia and overseas. It was tough work, and former steelworker Steve Ford has graphic memories of his 36-year career.
I'm just reflecting last night on some of the things I seen, and as a young 15-year-old when I first started here, one of the young boilermakers got his finger lopped off. They lined us all up and his finger was still on the shears and they marched us all down there and we all had to have a look at this finger sitting there on the shears. And I thought, Jesus, you know, there's something that sticks in your mind forever. At 15-year-old, you don't really want to see that.
Today, Steve Ford and other former workers are returning to the steelworks site to reunite with old mates and mark the 100th anniversary of its opening. The organiser of the centenary commemorations, former steelworker Bob Cook, believes it's important Newcastle continues to remember the legacy of the steelworks.
200 years or more of Newcastle's history is about a working past. So as we go to the future, we need to understand our past so that people who come years and years from now will be able to understand why they are the way they are.
But mingled in their memories of the past are reminders of how they became unemployed when BHP shut down the steelworks in 1999. Keith Lowe is one former steelworker who was forced to retrain.
I don't feel sad. In the end, I think BHP did me a favour by closing because I've moved on, I've changed my whole life around. I think that we should remember BHP as it was because it happened. It's a piece of history, and we remember other pieces of history, so why don't we remember this piece of history as well?
The city of Newcastle has worked hard to put this chapter of its history behind it. It has transitioned from a city reliant on heavy industry to one that's encouraging the development of the tertiary education and healthcare sectors. The former BHP site is now a desolate block of remediated land. Former worker Bob Lee spent 46 years at the Newcastle Steelworks.
I look at that open space there and I think, boy, what it was, right? Gave people a purpose, dignity to work. And there were a lot of clever things that were done to build and make the plant grow. So there you go.
And that report from Robert Virtue in Newcastle.